وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, we continue the lesson from the كتاب أصول السنة of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal رحمه الله تعالى. قال رحمه الله تعالى: وترك البدع وكل بدعة فهي ضلالة. This is the continuation of the principles of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah that Imam Ahmad mentioned in this book, which he started with أصول سنة عندنا التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والاقتداء به. And here he said, رحمه الله, وترك البدع. And it is to leave off innovation. To leave off innovations means to leave off the newly invented matters in the religion. وكل بدعة فهي ضلالة. For indeed every innovation is misguidance. For indeed every innovation is misguidance. This is also from the principles of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, to leave off innovations. Why? Because every innovation is misguidance. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, as it was collected by Imam Muslim in Hadith Jabir radiyallahu anhuma, amma ba'du fa inna khayr al-hadithi kitabullah wa khayr al-hadi hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa sharr al-umuri muhdathatuha wa kullu muhdathatin bid'ah. Fi riwayah lin-Nasa'i wa kullu dalalatin fi an-nar. So every invented matter, newly invented matters, means in the religion, is innovation, and every innovation is in hellfire. In the hadith, other hadith in the Sunan, in hadith al-Irbad, bin Sari radiallahu anhu, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. رواية للنساء وكل ضلالة في النار. So in this hadith and many other more, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that he commanded to avoid the innovations. He said, وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور. Be aware of, avoid, be cautious about the newly invented matters in the religion. Why? فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed every innovation is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance is in hellfire. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in His Quran, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. In the verse that anything about a religion must be legislated by Allah Azza wa Jal. In hadith fi sahihain, min hadith Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu anha, man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa rad. Wa fi riwayat li muslimin, man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad. In this hadith, that the religious matters require to have a proof. If you want to take something as a religion to get close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you should have a proof from the Quran and Sunnah. Otherwise, you will have it rejected. من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. And the Salaf Salih from the Sahaba and their followers used to warn against innovations. They used to say, like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا follow and do not innovate فقد كفيتم you've been suffice. Az-Zuhri used to say إياك عليك بآثار السلف وإن رفضك الناس وإياك وآراء الرجال وإن زخرفوه لك بالقول. So this is one of the principles of the people of Sunnah, those who are safe, that they adhere to and stick to and follow the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and avoid the innovations. Unlike some of the Ahl al-Bid'ah who say إن في الإسلام بدعة حسنة, some of the innovators, they believe that there is good innovation in the religion. Yes, it is a newly invented matter and it is a religious matter. Prophet ﷺ never know about it, his companion never know about it, but they say yes, still is a good innovation. How it can be good innovation? And Prophet ﷺ says كُلُّ بِلْعَةٍ ضَلَالَ, every innovation means in the religious matter is innovation, is misguidance, is misguidance, is astray. And someone talk behind the Prophet ﷺ, comment on the Prophet and says there is a good innovation. There is no good innovation, regardless how that scholar is so great. Because from another principle of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that it is only the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam who is perfected when it comes to conveying the message of Allah. As for the rest, individually, they may know, they may not know, they may forget, they may not. So there is no good innovation in Islam. This famous narration from Imam Malik rahimahullah is sufficient when he said من زعم أن في الإسلام بدعة حسنة من قال إن في الإسلام بدعة حسنة فقد زعم أن محمدا خان الرسالة صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن الله يقول اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فما لم يكن يومئذ دينا فلا يكون اليوم دينا. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said whoever says that there is good innovation in Islam, he claimed that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam deceived the message. That's what he claimed. He said whoever says there is good innovation in Islam, he's saying in reality what he's saying is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam deceived, betrayed the message. Why? Because Allah said in Quran اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم, today I complete for your religion. Allah mentioned in Quran that the religion is complete. So when someone says there is something should be added to the religion, that means what Allah mentioned in his Quran is complete. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't convey it to the people. He didn't. That's what he's saying. Which means, then Imam Malik said, فَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دِينًا فَلَا يَكُونُ يَوْمَ الدِّينًا. What was not a religion that day when Allah revealed the verse in which he mentioned he completed the religion. What was not religion that day is not going to be a religion today, Imam Malik said. When Imam Malik, rahimahullah, Imam Malik, the Sheikh of Shafi'i, when did he die? 179 Hijriya. Imam Malik died 179. Imam Shafi'i 204. And Imam Ahmad we already took it last night. When was it? When Imam Ahmad died? 241. And Imam Abu Hanifa 150. These are for the Imams. Imam Abu Hanifa 150 he died. Imam Malik 179. Imam Shafi'i 204. Imam Ahmad 241. So Imam Malik rahimahullah, the first generations, he said what was not a religion the day Allah revealed that verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah is not going to be today a religion. If that's with Imam Ahmad and his time, Imam Malik, how about our time? 1442. After Imam Ahmad, after Imam Shafi'i, after Imam Malik, more than 1,200. How is it going to be a religion? It will not. So this is the aqidah and the principles of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, to avoid the innovations. For indeed, every innovation is misguidance. No good innovation in Islam. Some Ahl Bid'ah, they say there is good innovation in Islam because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in Hadith Sahih Muslim, "Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha." Al Hadith. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever makes good sunnah, whoever makes good way in Islam, he gets the reward and the reward of those who follow him without reducing their reward." Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana. Whoever sanna, what is the sanna in English? Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana. Who? Naam. Naam. Who invite? Revive. Sanna. Sanna fulanun tariqan. Al-Muhim, who make a way. He revive, he make a way. The meaning is revive, but in Arabic, sanna, make a way. Al-Muhim, so they say this hadith means there is good innovation. The ulama, they say, Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say, man sanna fil Islam bid'atan hasana. The hadith is, man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana. Whoever revive, whoever make in Islam a good sunnah, means this person, he revived the sunnah of the Messenger sallam, which people forget about it or they didn't know it. The same meaning with the hadith, man ahdatha fi amrina hada ma laysa minhu. Whoever invent in our matters of this something which is not from it. Something which is not from it. Meaning, if it is from it, it's accepted. If you revive, you renew, you teach people what was in the religion from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is accepted. That's what they do, Mujaddidun. A'imatul Mujaddidun, those who revive the religion. What they do, like Shaykh al-Albani, Ibn Baz, Uthaymeen, Rahman, and the like, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and the like, they revive the sunnah. They teach people what they forget about the religion. So this is like it. That's what the hadith is about. In some area, some Muslims, they do not know the sunnah prayers. When they pray the mandatory prayer, everybody go. All five prayers. They don't know it. So if someone go there and he teach them the sunnah of the Messenger sallam after Isha, after Maghrib, after Fajr, and they're like, هذا سنة في الإسلام سنة حسنة. This is the one who make a good way in Islam. Not someone who come up with and introduce into Islam something Prophet never heard about it. So again, the Prophet said, "Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana." He didn't say, "Man sanna fil Islam bid'atan hasana." Also, they use the statement of Umar radiallahu anhu when he gathered the Muslimin behind one Imam, behind Ubay ibn Ka'ab in Ramadan, to lead them Taraweeh after each one was praying. Some of them by himself, some of them one with three, some of them with more. He make for them one imam. And then another night he come out and he see they have one imam listening the Quran, following in ruku' and sujood. And he said, نعمت البدعة هذه. What a good innovation is this. They say this is a proof that there is good innovation. The ulama, they say, Umar radiallahu anhu, he meant here innovation linguistically. Because this was new to the people of that time. And it was even new to the people of time of Abu Bakr. They didn't have Taraweeh in the masjid, one imam. So it was a new thing to them. Other than that, it was not new to the sunnah of the Messenger, because it is the Messenger himself, السلام, who led his sahaba in his masjid in Ramadan 3 nights. Then he didn't come to them the fourth night out of fear to be made mandatory on them. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he revived what Prophet wanted to do, to lead the people, the Muslims, to have one imam in Ramadan, to lead them the tahajjud or qiyamul layl or taraweeh, whatever, the night prayer. But the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't do that. Out of fear, it will be made by Allah mandatory. Since people, they want it, they like it. And Prophet ﷺ was very kind. So that's why he didn't continue. And everyone used to pray by himself or with someone, or, but not collectively, all in the masjid. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he revived the sunnah. That's what he mean. Na'am. Even though what Umar did radiallahu anhu, or Abu Bakr, or Uthman, or Ali, is sunnah to follow them. Yes. To follow the Sahaba. The Imam, he mentioned that. So there is no good innovation in Islam. Therefore, anyone who does an act of worship, a statement of worship, aqidah, a creed, he will be asked, what's your proof? What's your proof? Because Prophet ﷺ said so and so is required. Allah said in Quran, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دون أولياء. Follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord and don't follow anything else. Very clear ayat. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. Follow what has been revealed to you from your Lord. What Allah revealed, what was revealed to the Muslim from Allah, from their Lord. Two things, what are they? Al Quran, the speech of Allah, and the Sunnah. Allah revealed those two. وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah sent on you, O the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, Al Kitab, the book, the Quran, وَالْحِكْمَةِ, the Sunnah. Prophet ﷺ, he teach people two things. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He teach them the Kitab and the Hikmah, the wisdom. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Oh, the female wife of the Prophet ﷺ, recite, was read, remember, mention, was being recited in your houses of the ayat of Allah, the verse of Allah, and al-hikmah. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة. So Allah sent down الكتاب and حكمة. كتاب is the Quran, the speech of Allah. الحكمة, the Sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is what has been revealed. So Allah command to follow that. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء. And do not follow anything other than that. الإمام ابن جرير الطبري said in his tafsir, أي ولا تتبعوا غير ما أنزل إليكم. Don't follow other than what has been revealed to you. نعم. So no good innovation Islam. Akhi, why you celebrate for the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why you making dhikr this way? Why you doing? Why you praying this way? It is good innovation. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? It's a good innovation. So and so Sheikh did it. Like great scholar, they did it. So and so said it is allowed, good innovation. Who you follow? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or that great scholar? Rather, even Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam, he himself was only following what he was revealed unto him. Even Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let alone someone else. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَتَّبِعُ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَبِّي. Say, I only follow what has been revealed to me from my Lord. إِنَّمَا أَدَاتُ حَصْرٍ وَقَصْرٍ. I am only following what has been revealed to me from my Lord. That's what Prophet ﷺ said. It's commanded. Another ayah. قُلْ إِنْ ضَلَلْتُ فَإِنَّمَا أَضِلُّ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَإِنْ اهْتَدَيْتُ فَبِمَا يُوحِي إِلَيَّ رَبِّي. Prophet ﷺ, Muhammad ﷺ, he was upon guidance by what Allah, his Lord, has revealed unto him. Even Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, the companion of the Prophet wasalam, they were following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam was only doing what he was commanded by Allah. Therefore Allah said in Quran, man yuti'i ar-rasul faqad ata'a Allah. Whoever obeyed the messenger, he indeed obeyed Allah. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't say out of his mind, but rather only what he was revealed unto him. If this is the case of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he only followed what Allah revealed unto him. Who after that is allowed to innovate in the religion of Allah? Nobody. So no good innovation. And now we see what how some Muslims, أعوذ بالله, تفننوا في الابتداء والإحداث. Very specialized in innovating. Go to some area. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا whole night. That's the way they do it. Thousands of people. لا إله إلا الله. But saying collectively and that way. Prophet he didn't teach. He was not used to say لا إله إلا الله. كلمة التوحيد in that way with his Sahaba. Another one he say لا إله إلا الله is wrong. Take the Allah, 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 Allah. Another guru, who, Allahu, they take who. Another guru, they say when you say la, look the right side. When you say ilaha, look up. When you say illallah, look left. How many times? 106 times. In one breath. Don't take a breath. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah. Try your best as much as you can. Every Sufi Shaykh, he needs to come up with his own style to be known. He has to come up with something. He's seeking leadership, hawa. And Imam Ahmad, what he says, Iyaka wa mas'alatin laysa laka fiha imam. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, he says, be aware of a matter, of a religious matter, you don't have someone, Imam who is followed in the reading, who is ahead of you. So don't say anything except when you have Imam of the Deen who said before. And that Imam is required to have a proof, he himself. But there are some issues, the proof may need you to get from the Quran and Sunnah deep understanding of the religion, the principle of the religion. In that case, you should go back to those who are imams fi al-deen. وبعض السلف قال لا تحك إن استطعت ألا تحك رأسك إلا بدليل ففعل. If you able not even to itch your head except with proof, do so. Even not to touch your head except with proof. If you able do so. Even normal actions. If you can find a proof for it, don't do it. Just find the proof. So this is one of the principles of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. No good innovation Islam. No good innovation Islam. All innovation is misguidance, is deviation. It leads to its people to hellfire. And then the Shaykh he said next, وترك الخصومات والجلوس مع أصحاب الأهواء وترك المراء والجدال والخصومات في الدين. Imam Ahmad said, Rahimullah Ta'ala, and to leave off argumentation in the religion, to leave off sitting with the people of desires, it is to be abandoned. Debating and arguing in the religion. This is two principles Ahl Sunnah they have. One, tarkul khusumati fi din, to leave off argumentation in the religion. No argument in the religion. Religion is a revelation. It doesn't come by arguments. Whoever is strong in argument, he has the right religion. No. Allah said, the Messenger said, no argument. Don't argue in the religion. Someone who want to argue, let him argue. Just to say the ayah, this is the hadith, that's your religion as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Tarkul khusumat fi din. No argument. Some people, many, they so much quarrelsome, talking, argument. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما ضل قوم بعد هدى كانوا عليه إلا أوتوا الجدل. عبد الرحمن ما ضل قوم بعد هدى كانوا عليه إلا أوتوا الجدل. الله سلم القرآن وما كان الله ليضل قوما بعد إذ هداهم حتى يبين له ما يتقون. So in that, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith, no group deviate after they've been upon guidance except what they fall into argumentations. No group who were upon guidance deviate after having after being upon guidance except what they are tested with. Argument, jidal, utul jadal. No argument, akhi. This is the religion of Allah. Don't argue. You have a proof? Alhamdulillah. Sayyid Allah said, the Messenger of Allah said, Al-ilmu qala Allahu qala Rasuluhu qala sahabatu wa ma siwa dhaka waswasu shaytani. So no argument in the religion. It's not who is strong in argument, who is strong in philosophy, who is strong in eloquence. It has nothing to do with that. It's revelation. So to live off. Also from the principle of Al-Junnah wal-Jama'ah, Imam Ahmad mentioned here, wal-julusi ma'a ashabi al-ahwa, to avoid sitting with the people of desires. Sitting with the people of innovations. Taking religion from them. Listening to them. It's not allowed. الله سأل إن قرآن وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره. So not to sit with the people of desire. Don't say I'm taking knowledge from everyone. This is a Muslim. Do you buy from every Muslim even for worldly matters? Do you become business partner with every Muslim? No. Some Muslims, they cheat you, they deceive you, they lie to you. You have to watch who you're dealing with for even worldly matters. How about the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal? So you don't take the religion from everybody. The Salaf used to say, "Inna hadha al-ilma deen, fanzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum." The knowledge is a religion. Look at who you take your knowledge from. Someone, he tells you there is good innovation in Islam. He himself opposes the religion. How you take knowledge from him? So, not to sit with them. Even some ulama like Shaykh Uthaymeen, they say, don't take Arabic language from innovator. Why? Because he may mix, he may bring his innovation in the Arabic language, in the Arabic subject. And that's what happened. Go to Asha'ira and the like, when they teaching you the Nahu, and they make the divination of Al-Kalam. They come to say Al-Kalam, Naw'an, Kalamun, Nafsiyun, Kalamun, Lafadiyun. What that has to do with the Nahu? They are bringing their aqidah. The same thing, Mu'tazila, Al-Muhim, and others. So, to avoid taking knowledge from Ahlul Ahwad, sitting with them. How many people sit with them? And subhanallah, they misguided them. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah, in his explanation, in his book, Usul Sunnah, what he mentioned, how many people, even some of them were scholars, who deviate because of that anger, taking knowledge from Ahlul Ahwa. Even one of them, he married a woman who is Kharijiya, Haruriya, she is from Khawarij. Why? So he can guide her, and she misguided him. He married a lady, so he can call her to the Da'wah Salafi, and she was upon Khawarij. She misguided him. So, to avoid taking knowledge from Ahlul Ahwa, don't say, I know who is right, who is wrong. As some people, they say, I know what's right. When he makes a mistake, I know it. So I take knowledge from everybody. If you know he is wrong, he is right, why are you even taking knowledge from him? Because you don't want to have all knowledge. Yes, if you are in a state, you know when somebody is saying something, wrong is wrong, you say something right is right, you are the alim. Why are you seeking knowledge from? La. Even the ulama, they don't say that. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, one of the interviewers said, I want to recite the Quran on you. He said, wala ayah, even one ayah, he said. Ibn Sirin, what he said, كانوا لا يسألون عن الإسناد فلما وقعت الفتنة قالوا سموا لنا رجالكم فيؤخذ من أهل السنة ويرد على أهل البدعة. نعم, in the time of the companion of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, نعم, the time of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, time of his companion, this tabi'i, he say, at the time of the Sahaba, they used to take knowledge from whoever. They were not used to ask the chain of narration. Who narrated? Who you narrated this from? Who you narrated this from? Until people, some of the people started lying. Innovations started. Qadariya started. And the like, Murji and the like. There the alim say, after that, the ulama Ahl Sunnah, they don't take knowledge from everybody. Someone who mentioned, they ask him, what's your chain of narration? If he's from Ahl, he mentioned from Ahl Sunnah, they take. If not, they don't take. What he used to say, Ibn Abbas, كُنَّا إِذَا سَمِعْنَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَصْغَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ بِآذَانِنَا وَابْتَدَّلَتْ إِلَيْهِ أَسْمَعُنَا فَلَمَّا رَكِبَ النَّاسُ الصَّعْبَ وَالذَّلُولُ لَمْ نَأْخُذْ مِنَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا مَا نَعْرِفُهُ أو كما قال رضي الله عنه أو غيره. He said that when we used to hear the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said so and so, he said our eyes used to be open, our ears used to hear. But when people started taking every path, a wrong way, a right way, we started not taking except that which we know. We're not taking from people except that which we know. If that is some of the late time of the Sahaba time, what do you think about our time? So this is the principle of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Don't take from any various. Don't say, I will listen for Nation of Islam, or I will listen to the Shia, I will listen. Subhanallah. Someone told me, someone who used to debate with these groups, his mother used to warn him, leave it. My son, you need to learn. Get educated first. Stop argument. Leave all night argument. And he's not equipped with knowledge. And then he ended up arguing with an atheist. He's not equipped with knowledge. Finally, he joined them. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Leave this for the people of knowledge. If there is an invader who has doubts and it's needed that to be removed the doubts, let it for the people of knowledge who have ilm with regard to that issue. Al-Muhim. Then Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَالسُنَّةُ عِنْدَنَا آثَارُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. والسنة تفسر القرآن وهي دلائل القرآن وليس في السنة قياس ولا تضرب لها الأمثال ولا تدرك بالعقول ولا الأهواء إنما هو الاتباع وترك الهوى. إمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى said, and the sunnah with us are narrations of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the sunnah with us, the way should be followed with us, as Ahl Sunnah, if we are Ahl Sunnah, is the narrations of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What was narrated from the Messenger of Allah? And the Sunnah, it is the tafsir and clarification of the Quran. The Sunnah is the tafsir and the clarification of the Quran. In this Sunnah, there is no analogy in it. There is no analogy in the Sunnah. No example should be made, should be placed forth for the Sunnah. It is not rich with intellect. The Sunnah is not rich with intellect, nor with desire. Rather, it is submission to the Sunnah and leaving off desires. Imam Ahmad, he mentioned in this many principles. From that, he said, وَالسُنَّةُ عِنْدَنَا آثَارُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Sunnah, which we are upon, if we are Ahl Sunnah, and we call in people to it, follow the sunnah, follow the sunnah, follow the sunnah, adhere to the sunnah, stick to the sunnah, avoid anything other than the sunnah. What do they mean, Ahl al-Sunnah? He said, Atharu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narrations of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ما أثر عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قول أو فعل أو تقرير أو صفة خلقية أو خلقية خلقية أو خلقية. So the Sunnah with Ahl Sunnah, which this book is upon, أصول Sunnah. The book is upon all statements Imam Ahmed mentioned, that it has it is source is the Athar al-Rasul, narration is from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ulama, they use the word sunnah. If you hear the people of knowledge, they say sunnah. Sometimes they mean something. Another time they mean another thing. Another time they mean another thing. Another time they mean another thing. They don't all the time mean sunnah, the same thing. Who can remind us one meaning for sunnah? Al-Aqidah. Sometimes Ahl Sunnah, they mean As-Sunnah, the creed. The Aqidah Maris, like these books. Sharh Sunnah lil-Bahari, Bur-Bahari. As-Sunnah lil-Imam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Sharh Sunnah lil-Imam Muzani. As-Sunnah li-Abdullah ibn Abi Ahmad. As-Sunnah, As-Sunnah, As-Sunnah. They mean the Aqidah, the creed, the manhaj. Another time, the ulama, they say As-Sunnah. What do they mean? Na'am, the Sunnah, they mean all the religion. Sunnah, they mean all the religion. This is the Sunnah of the Messenger, sallam. Follow the Sunnah of the Messenger, sallam. They mean follow the Quran, follow the Sunnah. The Hadith. Another time, the ulama, they say the Sunnah. What do they mean? Ahsanta. They mean what's not mandatory. They say, Hada Sunnah, Hadihi Sunnah. Laysat biwajibah. This sunnah is not a mandatory. So here sunnah, they mean optional act of worship, not a mandatory, recommended. Another time the ulama, they say sunnah, and they mean another meaning. What do they mean? Na'am. At-tariqa, sunnah, yes, ahsant. Sunnah, which is the origin, is a way, is a path. The meaning of the Arabic language, sunnah, is at-tariq. Another time, the ulama, they say sunnah. Na'am? Na'am. Ulama al-usuliyin, as-sunnah ma la yubna alayhi hukmun. Ma la yubna alayhi hukmun. So here, Imam Ahmad, the first time he say, usulu sunnati indana. As-sunnah indana. What do he mean here? The foundation of the creed. Not fiqh maris, not sirah maris, the foundations of aqidah. So all this book is the principles and fundamentals of the creed. That's what he meant there. Here he said, وَالسُنَّةُ عِنْدَنَا آثَارُ رَسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. As-Sunnah with us is the narrations from the Messenger of Allah. What does he mean? Everything which was narrated from the Messenger of Allah, whether it's Quran, whether it's Hadith. And then here he said, وَالسُنَّةُ تُفَسِّرُ الْقُرْآنِ. Sunnah explains the Quran. What do you mean Sunnah here? The Hadith. Other than the Quran. So sometimes Sunnah and مقابلها القرآن. Sunnah مقابلها الواجب. Sunnah مقابلها ماذا؟ غير العقيدة. So no contradiction. So Imam Ahmad said, وَالسُنَّةُ تُفَسِّرُ الْقُرْآنِ. The hadith of the Messenger, what was narrated from the Messenger, other than the Quran, it explains the Quran. This is one of the reasons of the Sunnah, it explains the Quran. Allah said in the Quran, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. Oh, the Messenger of Allah, we reveal, we send the Quran unto you to make it clear for the people. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, to clarify it for the people. There must be clarification of the Quran. Don't be Qur'ani. That deviated group who say they are Qur'ani people. They don't follow Sunnah. They are Qur'aniyun. They follow the Quran. No, you're wrong. You have to follow the Sunnah, the narrations of the narrated from Prophet ﷺ in order to understand the Quran properly. Otherwise, you will not know the explanation of the Quran. How will you pray the five prayers? Isha four rak'ah. How many sujood? What to recite? If you don't go back to the sunnah of the Messenger, you will not know that from Quran. In Quran, Allah commands to establish the prayer, to perform the salah. In detail, la, you don't have it. The same thing with Hajj. The same thing with many rules. The sunnah to fassil Quran. It explains the Quran. So without sunnah, you don't understand Quran. Therefore, one time I have a sitting with a Qur'ani guy, man. After Dhuhr, I had an appointment with him. At Dhuhr, I make the appointment Dhuhr. Sometimes appointments is made by at prayer time. People to pray in the masjid. Then this man, he came after the salah finish. And then we sit down there talking, trying to answer his concern. Asr time, when Iqama was made, we were there until Iqama Asr is made. He started leaving the masjid, and people are standing waiting me to lead the salah. I said, where are you going? Let us pray. He said, I already prayed. You already pray Asr? Yes. When do you pray Asr? He said, have you seen me enter in the bathroom when I came in? I said, yes. He said, That's how I did it. And he left everyone looking at him. One of the old men, he get mad at me. Why are you allowing this one to enter the masjid? So, this is, to him, salah is washing hands. That's it. So the Quraniyun, that group, who were existing from the time of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Imam Shafi'i, he reviewed them in his book, Al-Rasala. They are not a new group. They are from the groups who reject the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of it. And some of them, they divide the narrations of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to mutawatir and ahad, and they say, when it comes to the creed, we don't accept the mutawatir, which is few ahadith, comparing to the ahad. And then some of them, they move forward and they said, even the mutawatir itself, they divide into qat'iyu dilala or dhanniyu dilala. They say, we don't accept dhanniyu dilala in aqidah wise, whether the tawatir is in Quran or in the hadith. And step by step, rejecting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these newly invented arguments they come with. Therefore, Imam Ahmad said here, وَلَيْسَ فِي السُنَّةِ قِيَاسِ. There is no analogy in the sunnah. There is no opinion. There is no analogy in the sunnah. And examples shouldn't be made place for it, place forth for it. Don't make examples for the sunnah. Meaning, the sunnah is being mentioned and you bring in something to oppose it. You bring something to oppose the sunnah. For instance, in a very clear, authentic hadith, Allah Azza wa Jal, ينزل ربنا تبارك وتعالى الثلث الأخير من الليل. Allah Azza wa Jal descend to the worldly heaven last third of the night. Very clear hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. Many hadith, many sahaba narrated. This is the wahi, this is the revelation. Ahl-Sunnah, they accept. Some of the enemies, they say no. Because you know why? If we say Allah descend, that necessitates this, so it's not Allah who descend, it's Allah's command. Don't bring this analogy, these things. Don't bring opinions to oppose the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Imam Ahmad said, وَلَا تُدْرَكُ بِالْعُقُولِ وَلَا الْأَهْوَى. The religion is not grasped, is not reached with the intellect, nor desires. Don't bring your opinion. when it comes to the revelation. لا تدرك بالعقول ولا الأهواء. If we say this, this will necessitate this. If we accept the ayah, the hadith as it is, this is what will come. So the ayah that's not what it means. The hadith is weak because of don't bring these things. As long as the narration is authentic and the meaning is well understood according to the understanding of the companion, accept it. Imam Ahmad said, "Innama huwa al-ittiba'." It's only following. Wa tarku al-hawa and leaving off desires. So it's wahi, it's a revelation. Take it as it is. Accept it, believe it, apply it, live with it, call others to it. Don't add anything and don't dismiss anything of it. Don't bring analogies, don't bring opinions, don't bring your thoughts. Yes, the hadith says this, but I think so. Don't bring a but. Who ask you but? Just to say Allah said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. So, this is manhaj al-sunnah wal-jama'ah. وَلَيْسَ فِي السُنَّةِ قِيَاسِ. There is no analogy in the sunnah. وَلَا تُضْرَبُ لَهَا الْأَمْثَالِ. An example shouldn't be placed forth for it. Means example is you come up with something to oppose the sunnah. Just like Ahlul Bid'ah. Allah said in Quran, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ. Your Lord come. It's in the day of judgment, to judge between Allah, to judge between His servants, His slaves. Some of the Ahlul Bid'ah, they say, no, Allah doesn't come. Then Allah said, وَجَاءَ رَبُّهُ. They say, no, it's Allah's command which comes. Why? Why you say that? Because if we say Allah comes, that means we're resembling Allah to His creation. This is not ayah, this is not hadith, what you mention now. The ayah says, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ. Accept it. No. If we say this, you know what will happen? So and so and so. وَهَذَا كُفْرٌ بِالْآيَاتِ وَالْحَدِيثِ. Very deviated man, I forget his name. Nowadays they spread in his video. He thinks he's refuting Ahl Sunnah who accept that Allah descend to the worldly heaven last part of the night, third part of the night. He said the earth, he said, if one part of it is a night, the other part is a day. Is this the ayah or hadith? The night, if one part is the day, one part is the night. When there is hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend to the worldly heaven, last part of the night. Someone want to oppose that hadith. He say, no, because one part of the night, of the earth, planet is the day, the other side is the night. So all the time there is that hadith? Or that's what? نعم. ما هذا؟ ما ذكر آية ولا حديث. These are أهل الأهواء. إنما هو الاتباع وترك الهوى. It's only following. Prophet Muhammad sallam said it. Some of them, when Prophet sallam mentioned that the one the sun sets, it makes sujood for who? نعم. For Allah Azza wa Jal. تحت العرش. Some of them, the sun doesn't set. Because if it's... It says for people, it comes out for other people. What do you mean that? To oppose the hadith of the Messenger ﷺ? So everything, whenever they don't want to accept the sunnah, they bring their wicked analogy. Their wicked analogy. Therefore, a'imma, they warn against these people. Ilm al-kalam. والله المستعان. Some universities like Azhar University, big university. If you want to go to find this book, for instance, أصول السنة إمام أحمد, or كتاب التوحيد لشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب, you know the title of the section you must look for it. What's the title of the section? You want to go into the Azhar University. You want to find أصول السنة إمام أحمد or كتاب التوحيد لشيخ محمد كتب العقيدة. You have to find the title of the, like if you're looking for القرآن you find القرآن الكريم, تفسير القرآن, القراءات, الفقه. When it comes to عقيدة you find علم الكلام, علم الكلام. Under علم الكلام you find the حديث, you find the عقيدة, you find أصول السنة. What is the علم الكلام in English? نعم نعم فلسفة, علم المنطق, علم الكلام. Because the عقيدة is عقيدة الأشعرية, عقيدة الأشاعرة, and it's based on كلام, based on philosophy. That's why if you go to Medina the library, or you go to the Prophet's Masjid, the Masjid library, you find ماذا؟ العقيدة, كتب العقيدة, كتب التفسير, كتب الفقه, كتب السير, وهكذا. Because those they build their عقيدة by the Quran and Sunnah, and those by the madhab of الكلاب, even though they think it's madhab of أبو الحسن الأشعري. نعم, أهل السنة والجماعة their عقيدة, their طريقة, everything of their religion they take from Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. أشاعرة, some of them they say they are أشعري العقيدة, قادري الطريقة, شافعي المذهب. When it comes to the fiqh he's شافعي. When it comes to the tariqa, the way of worshiping and purification is Qadiri. When it comes to the asma wa sifat, he is Ash'ari. Ahlu Sunnah, they are not one time Ash'ari, one time Qadiri, one time Shafi'i. La. They follow the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even when they take knowledge from Imam Shafi rahimahullah, they take also from Imam Ahmad, they take also from Imam Malik, they also take from Imam Abu Hanifa, they take from any other scholar. As long the scholar has a proof from Quran and Sunnah, that's the condition. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. People of knowledge are asked because of the knowledge they have. Because of the knowledge they have. Some people, they say, if you trust that sheikh, I trust that sheikh. Why I have to go to that sheikh, not the other one? Go to whoever you want of sheikh, but bring Quran and Sunnah ala fahmi sahaba. Bring proof from the Quran and Sunnah according to the understanding of the sahaba. If you find that whoever sheikh you want, you are upon haq. Because you have the Quran, you have the Sunnah, strictly being understood the way the companion understood. Now, and that's what can unite the ummah. But if everybody go Hanafi, everybody go another one, everybody go Naqshbandi, Tijani, Fulan, Fulan, everyone say, I trust my sheikh. And that one, he trusts his sheikh. And those two sheikhs are very apart. They're opposite to one another. This is dividing the ummah. Allah said, فَإِنْ تَنَزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. If you differ in anything, take it back to Allah, Quran, وَالرَّسُولُ to the messenger. Then people of Quran and Sunnah come together. نعم. هذا والله أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه محمد.